Hey, we're almost there. Thursday, April 22nd upon us, and this is the Daily Podcast. All the best stuff from the John DeBella Show today. Remember that guy who took a red paperclip and traded it up for various other different items and ended up with a house? Well, somebody else did something similar, and Steve's still confused as to how this could work. Prince Harry, or is he the artist formerly known as Prince? Well, he has a new job, and its title is not the most impressive in Japan. Fancy Feast is now cooking up food for humans. We celebrated Peter Frampton's birthday in Song Stories. Some British politician got punked with an old trick from grade school. Nice to see that it still works on some people. We threw Led Zeppelin into the isolation booth today for a whole lot of love. Can't play the full thing for you here, but you'll get a taste of what happened, what it sounded like. And comedian Greg Fitzsimmons joined us, and there was a wonderfully awkward conclusion to our chat with him. Don't miss it. It is the Daily Podcast.
What was it like in the Great White North this morning?
Pretty chilly. Pretty chilly.
Even colder than yesterday. I mean, was,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because Dave came in yesterday and was like, my God, it was cold. I said, not that bad down here, but up by you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully my grass seed's okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, mine started to sprout already. So
did it?
Yeah.
Oh, you should be good then.
All right. Yeah. Hopefully. I can only hope. Partly sunny today. Going to be cool, though. Temperature getting up to about 50 degrees. I don't remember the last time there was a wind chill in April. Right. But we've got one today. And by the way, happy Earth Day.
Oh yeah, the 22nd.
Yeah, you doing anything to save the earth today?
Watering that grass seed.
Yeah. Well, yes. You know, I'm sorry, you didn't get enough water from all that torrential rain yesterday?
Apparently in Quakertown it did happen.
Really?
Yeah. Not for me. My wipers were ready. I put new ones on before yesterday. Didn't use them.
It rained for maybe a total of 5 minutes. Right, I mean, there was thunder, and there was rain, and boom, and it was over, and then it was just as warm as it was beforehand, and then the wind started.
Oh my God! Yeah,
the wind yesterday afternoon.
Trees were swaying.
Insane. Yep. So, well, we've got a lot to get to this morning. It's Peter Frampton's birthday. We will celebrate that fact. We got Led Zeppelin in the isolation booth, plus, of course, $500 coming up at 8.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
Dave, you're a sort of shop and swap kind of guy, right?
How so?
Well, I mean, like you go out there looking for bargains. I know. Your wife is always, going through, lack of a better word, junk stores, you know, finding.
Oh, yeah. Thrift stores, flea markets, antique stores.
Right. Yep. Check out this guy. This was, talk about like working your way up the list.
Okay.
This guy is Stephen Ortiz. When he was 15 years old, he was given an old phone by a friend. Using Craigslist, he was able to make 14 trades over 2 years and magically turn that phone into a 2000 Porsche Boxer S.
Oh, I love these stories.
All right. Now, listen, here it goes. It said, over time, he would just scour, the site for hours a day looking for possible trades. So it all started with the phone being traded for a better phone. Then the phone got traded for an iPod Touch, which turned into a couple of dirt bikes, then a MacBook Pro, and eventually a 1987 Toyota 4Runner. Wow. All right. He swapped out the 4Runner for a 1975 Ford Bronco worth an estimated $15,000. I would have kept the Bronco. I would have stopped right there. But he said, but he went on. He was offered a locksmith business for the Bronco,
random,
turned that down, and decided to go with the Porsche. And he said, but basically, I traded down for the Porsche.
I don't understand how that all gets together.
Just scours, knows the worth of things that other people don't. I'm going to do the same thing with my sports bets.
Sports bets?
I won last weekend. All right, take those winnings, turn into winnings this weekend, and before you know it, I'll probably be up $200 at the end of the year.
Okay.
He turned a MacBook into a car.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, even better, he turned a phone into a car.
I don't get it.
All right. Let's put it this way. We should do this on the air.
How's that?
Right? It would be nice if the song started.
That's what you were doing.
No, that's skipped.
I thought it was a dramatic pause.
It paused and it jumped.
I'm telling you, the network's crazy today.
There it is.
I still don't understand how this whole trade thing.
Well, you know, why don't we do it on the air?
All right.
Let's come up with something that somebody might want to trade us for.
You'll have to explain it to me again as we go.
Okay.
I'm going to trade changes for Journey.
Are you?
Yeah. See if it works.
You're going to have to wait 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Prince Harry, right, has a new job ahead of his way, although it seems that it's going to be a bit of a laugh in Japan. The 36-year-old has taken on the role of chief impact officer for a coaching and mental health startup called Better Up Inc. Okay. All right, and he's been involved in mental health for a real long time. Chief impact officer contracts down to Chimpo. All right,
and Johnny Chimpo.
What Johnny Chimpo?
It's from Super Troopers.
Okay, well Chimpo, it ends up, is a Japanese slang term for penis.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Nice.
So and you know what? And even in the Urban Dictionary here in the States, it comes up, chimpo, conversationally inappropriate slang for a man's penis in Japanese language.
Got to add that to my vocab. It's a good one.
Can you imagine, right, being in Japan, someone in Japan said, can you just imagine this guy coming up and go, hi, I'm Harry, I'm the chimpo? Yes, you are.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
I'm not sure if you're going to be happy about this or not, Cindy, but I'm wondering, maybe this is, maybe I found your Christmas present already.
Okay.
It seems the folks at Fancy Feast, the cat food people,
right,
have released a cookbook for humans.
Okay, with Fancy Feast?
I don't know if I haven't seen the cookbook. All I have is that line. That is it. Fancy Feast for humans. That Fancy Feast has just released a cookbook for humans inspired by their new cat food line. So,
and the bad news is you have to eat it off the floor.
Some people are into that.
A little bowl.
Worse news would be if they were feeding humans to cats, which this could be. I saw that Twilight Zone episode. To serve man.
All right. So, but now, unfortunately, Tina Costello, our mistress of puns, is not here. So we grab Bob from the sales department. Bob.
Fancy Feast is releasing a cookbook for humans. It's perfect for any occasion. No, it's not a joke. This is for real, and a perfect way for you to bond with your cat. They're not kitten around. So if you're feline hungry, don't delay. Order yours. Meow. Please kill me.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Echo Green Lawn Care. Enjoy a beautiful lawn while eliminating weeds with Echo Green Lawn Care. EchoGreenLawnCare.com is where you go to find them. It is Peter Frampton's birthday. Didn't we speak to Peter on his birthday last year?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I was singing happy birthday to him.
Well, it's his birthday today. He's got a new album out called Frampton Forgets the Words.
Right.
Which is all instrumental, which is gorgeous. Well, we're going to talk to him next week?
I think so.
Okay.
Trying to confirm it.
All right. Well,
he is part of the Radiothon, though.
He is part of the Radiothon?
Frampton guitar, yeah.
Okay, that's terrific. All right. Well, back in 76, when Frampton Comes Alive came out, I mean, that's when it all came together for Peter, even though he had all this music and, you know, and there was the Humble Pie stuff and the Frampton stuff and Frampton's Camel, right? And but a lot of it came together when he was in, the Bahamas, I guess it is? I'll let him tell the story, especially about Show Me the Way and Baby, I Love Your Way.
I was down there for about 3 weeks, nothing. And I was, in fact, staying at Steve Marriott's cottage. Humble Pie owned six little cottages on the beach, and I rented Steve's. And when I got going, I wrote like 8 or 9 songs, one after the other. And I went through some cassettes. I found that I wrote Show Me the Way, Baby I Love Your Way, and Nowhere's Too Far in the same day. Not lyrically as well, but I would write the music during the day, and then when the sun went down, I would write the lyrics.
Peter Frampton and Something's Happening. I was talking to Bill yesterday. We were talking about Peter and his new book. And the album that followed this, and I've talked to Peter about it a number of times. I mean, understand, Frampton Comes Alive was the culmination of years of albums, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know, and all of a sudden, he's hitting it big. He plays Madison Square Garden. This huge album comes out, one of the biggest records of all time. And then within a year's time, A&M Records is expecting him to put out an album equally as big.
Oh, jeez.
It was like
no pressure.
Right. No pressure at all. And everything about, and that album was called I'm In You. Right, and they have him on the cover. Remember on the Frampton Comes Alive cover, he's got that shirt that's open
under the lights.
It's at a Hard Rock somewhere, right? And now they decide, okay, this is what we want to do, and they have him in this pose with this flowery shirt, silken shirt that is open, and he's leaning on the side, and his hair is like blowing from a fan, all this stuff. And in the book, he's so embarrassed,
like a glamour shot.
Really, it was just so embarrassed. 36 degrees outside right now, partly sunny and cool today with a high temperature about 50 degrees. We've got Led Zeppelin in the isolation booth coming up at 7:40. Speaking of being embarrassed, you know, the one thing that amazes me about politicians, not only here in this country but worldwide, is how out of it they are. They have no idea what's going on in the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. All right. And I remember a couple of weeks ago we were doing the thing with the Cameo videos.
Yeah.
All right. You know, Cameo, you could hire, you know, celebrities of sorts to make a video for a birthday or whatever it is you want. Mm-hmm. Right. So this British politician named Nigel Farage, right, is on Cameo, and someone asks him to do a birthday greeting. And Nigel, because he's unaware of anything that goes on in the world beyond what he's doing, right, makes this greeting. And it goes like this.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus. I've heard you're a massive fan.
Come on.
Like second grade. Come on, Nigel.
Apparently over here.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus. I've heard you're a massive fan.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Hugh Janus.
Right. Have you met Hughes' sister? Eileen, back and swallow.
Yeah. Sign up, you'll get him with that too.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll donate. Let's do that right now.
I've never heard that one.
Eileen, back and swallow?
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
The isolation booth today. We've got Led Zeppelin in there. And this actually started on Monday. We started doing this new bit in the 8 o'clock hour called Who's That Noise? And it's about the sounds that you will hear in a particular song. And the very first one we did was, we had it isolated, was Robert Plant from A Whole Lot of Love. Now, of course, you know, when I tell you this Robert Plant from Whole Lot of Love ahead of time, it's easy to figure that out, right? But knowing what song it is and who's singing, right, that's a little tougher, and we do it on the phone every morning at 8:35. So that got us to think, it's like, you know what, maybe we should put Whole Lot of Love in the isolation booth, and there are things that happen, the track we have the clean vocal track, and there is some stuff that happens in the song, and I want you to be on the lookout for this, because it's very possible you never heard this happening in the song. But there's a point toward the end of the song where he goes,
"Give it to me, baby, 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 baby."
Now, maybe it's because it's isolated, and I'm not, I don't remember that in the song. Hmm. I don't remember this part at all. And then when it gets to the end of the song, they do a fade on the record, but Robert was still singing, going, and then does it again. So, ladies and gentlemen, this morning we've got Led Zeppelin in the isolation booth. which usually fades out and would be gone, and then this was still there. That wasn't used at all. All right.
I wish you could hear the producer being like, "Robert, we're good. We're good. we got it.
We got it all." But what gets, like I said, there was like up front, this was something else that I never heard in the song before. It's not. It might be in there, but it's so buried in the mix. This.
I don't want much. Just a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Just a little bit.
You know, and then
right before the drum part.
Yeah. Right.
A little drum solo.
And then this. So it was just like, wow. It was like, you know, again, when it gets mixed down, a lot of this stuff just got lost in it. And it's like, and I can understand a producer going like, I don't know how many of these.
I don't want much.
Right? Robert's ad-libs are a bit much.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Greg Fitzsimmons is on the phone. Hiya, Greg.
John, I can't tell you what it's like to hear that voice again. It's so melodic, it's sexy, it's powerful.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'll bring that to an end. Are you wearing that spiffy little hat? It seems that every photo I see of you online has you in that little cap.
Yeah, you know, it's not out of vanity that my hair is falling out because I'm almost as bald as you are right now.
I see.
But when the light hits me on stage with the lights, I look like a light bulb. It just bounces. The light bounces and people want to take pictures with me after the show and it blinds their face like a torch. So I wear the little hat.
Obviously, like everybody else that we've spoken to, you've been confined to home and haven't been able to do gigs and stuff. What was it like for you surviving this in California?
Well, it just feels like it's like this anxiety that just keeps building, you know? It's like there's this suspense, and I just feel like just freaking give it to me already. You know what I mean? Just like, I'm tired of wondering, when am I going to get it? Where am I going to get it? Who's going to give it to me? Am I going to crap my pants? I don't know. Just, I feel like the skinny kid in fourth grade playing dodgeball, and he's scared, and it's just like, just hit me with the ball so I can sit down and cry and have a juice box for a little while.
And what about the rest of the family? How have they been handling it?
They're good. The wife's good. You know, in a way, I feel closer to her than I ever had. Because, you know, for 31 years, I've been going on the road, you know, at least every other weekend.
Right.
And now I've spent an entire year with her. And I think it makes or breaks you. And I think for us, it brought us closer. And it made me think about, like, I'm glad that I never cheated on her.
Uh-huh.
Because now I can feel like I've wanted to. And, you know, you go on the road and you see these women out there, John, Italian women in Philadelphia, and they're loose. And
really?
They're drinking, and I'm making them laugh,
really?
And I could make love to. Yes, I could make love to one of them after the show. Not the Irish ones, no, the Italian ones. Because you know what I say about Philly? I say it's like Italy and Ireland had sex, and Philly came out. And so I think to myself, like, it hurts me that I never have, but I wouldn't violate my marriage vows. I respect her too much. But then I think, like, what if we're in our 80s and we're sitting on the front porch in a couple of rocking chairs, got some lemonade, and she's like, you know, all those years that you were on the road. She turned into an old Jew. All those years that you were on the road, I know there was a lot of temptation, and I know you're only human. And I just figured, yeah, I always knew you must have stepped out a couple of times. Had a little fun, but it never bothered me because you always treated me like a queen. And I'd be like, get him out! Why didn't you tell me? And she would look at me and go, I just assumed we were both having sex with other people.
No, that brings up a good point. As long as you brought up the Italian-Irish thing, you're a kid who was brought up by an Irish dad from the Bronx. I'm a kid who was brought up by an Italian dad from Queens. Let's compare and contrast. What did you get hit with? The belt or the spoon? What did he go after you with?
Well, Mom was also from the Bronx, so she was a spoon woman. He was a belt man all the way.
Okay, same for me.
And the best thing about the belt is he pulls you into the room, closes the door, starts unbuckling his belt. And as an Irish kid, you're thinking, all right, this can go one of two ways. So when he starts hitting you with it, you're like, thank God. I just dodged a bullet. As he's hitting you, you're going, thank you, thank you.
How are your kids doing?
They're doing good. You know, my son is in college.
Oh, he's my God, really?
Well, or I should say he's in the garage. I'm paying $30,000 a year so he can sit in the garage masturbating on his laptop. Well, hopefully not on his laptop, but, you know, online. I'm happy he's even going to college because he was not a good student.
I wonder where he got that from.
Yeah, I know. And that's the worst part is I wrote a memoir. So everything I did wrong as a teenager is in my book, and they've read it. And I caught my son smoking pot, you know, his junior year. And I'm like, oh, and you can't smoke it. He's like, Dad, you got a girl to go to the prom with you by buying her an eighth of an ounce of cocaine. I'm like, okay, have a little pot.
Well, didn't you sell mescaline in high school?
Yes. You know, in sales, you get your region.
Uh-huh.
And my region was the suburban white kids who wanted to take mescaline at Grateful Dead concert. So there was a kid named Andre Green. He was tough. He was from a very tough black family because where I grew up, there was projects downtown. Uh-huh. And so he was from a very tough family. And so he would sell drugs. And I was his guy. I was employee of the month a couple times. And so he'd give me a bag of mescaline and I'd sell it. And then I'd give him the money. So anyway, I come home one day and he was the blackest human being I've ever seen in my life. And I come home. And I walk in the front door, and there's my... And we lived on top of the hill. We were, you know, we were a bit of solidly upper middle class to middle class, depending on who you talk to, kind of family.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in, and there's my mother and Andre with the china having tea in the living room. And I went, what the hell is... And my mom was like, I was just talking to Andre. And I was like, did prison come up? And so she walks in the other room and he asked me for the money. And I said, Andre, I'm out. I'm out of the business. This is it. And so I paid him. To this day, once in a while, my mother will go like, whatever happened to that Andre? He was such a nice kid. And I'm like, 20 to life.
How are you yourself? Physically, everything good? I don't want to hear any surprises that I find out about online.
Well, none of us got any younger in the last year. And I took a selfie the other day, and then I looked at it, and I was like, damn it. I smashed the glass on the front of the phone again. And then I went, oh, no, that's my face. That's the wrinkles on my face. And I started having, I don't know if I should talk about this, but I had some erectile dysfunction this year for the first time.
All right.
Well, you know, I was depressed. So, you know, JoJo? My daughter just came in. She just woke up.
Come on.
Oh, yes. Perfect timing. Wow.
Hey, hold on.
In all honesty, whatever story you tell cannot be funnier than this.
Oh, that poor girl.
Oh, what she's been through. What she's been through. All right.
At least you used the clinical term.
Oh, right. Greg.
Oh, God. Why do you think I have erectile dysfunction? Because she walks into the room randomly. Why else do you think I have a hard time keeping a boner?
At least you won't be scared when you take your belt off.
<You're right. laughs> Daddy's busy telling boner jokes in Philly right now, honey.
Oh, I don't even want to hear the story anymore.
I don't. Greg Fitzsimmons.
I'm
tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Helium Comedy. Get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is always a pleasure, my man. Thank you so much, and thank your daughter.
You're the best. Oh. Thanks, John. I hope to see you in person soon.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.